Worship is meant to be a great mirror that reflects back to God the reality of God. So when we say, as so many texts will say, we want to give God glory, what does that mean? Well, I want to suggest that to give God glory isn't to just stand toward the heavens, liturgical, non-liturgical, Pentecostal, or high church, and simply say the word glory to God, as though just saying glory at God gives God glory. That just seems like a sort of inherently ridiculous idea. That's not what actually gives God glory. It's just to say, you know, it's like looking at the color blue and going, blue, blue, that's blue. You don't just sort of aim toward God, as it were, and just say glory, and to think somehow that gives God glory. No, what gives God glory, as the word itself appears, is the glory of God, is the reality of God, the character of God. So what is it that gives God glory? The demonstration of the character of God. That we actually show God's glory. We display the reality of God. And what gives God glory is that. It's the life of living in a way that mirrors the reality of God. That's what gives God glory. Not just saying the word glory, singing the word glory, praying the word glory, but actually demonstrating the life of the character of God in the world. This is the great shockwave. So then it says, so then to be a people committed to showing the glory of God, to prepare the way in the wilderness, is to say, not just how do we clean up the house and have a better liturgy and get more smells and bells or whatever it is that we think is going to give God greater glory. All those things take their place, but they take their place only in light of the much greater, deeper, wider reality of who God is and what God is actually wanting the people of God to be like in the world. Now, to me, that is captured in part by these very verses in Isaiah 40. Because what the contrast to our ephemeralness is the reality of God himself.